We're listening as a congregation for how God is calling us to share God's grace and live Christ's peace. And I hope you have found some ways to bring this into your praying already this week. And as you talk in Sunday school too, remember that we're not just listening to what Catherine has said, but what have we heard that we feel is a word from God? What is God saying to us? Right now, we're going to do some holy reading together. That's what Lectio Divina means, which is one practice of praying with Scripture. Some of you may have experienced this before, maybe on your own or in a group as well. This is a way of reading Scripture in which we are seeking not just information, but formation. It's a practice in which you read the Scripture many times over and listen as it goes deeper and deeper within you. In this, we are trusting that God's Word is alive and continues to be relevant and meaningful to our lives and to the world. Marjorie Thompson writes that if we trust in that idea, it's not that the words in the Bible magically contain God's presence, but that as we allow the same Spirit through which the Scriptures were written to inform our listening, the presence of God in and beyond those words becomes alive for us once more. You might say that as we read the Word is going to read us. So I'd like to invite you to make sure you're sitting in a comfortable position. I wouldn't even be bothered if you want to lay down back there somewhere. I wouldn't be bothered. If you want, you can close your eyes as you hear me reading from Luke, or do whatever you need to do with your hands to help you focus on listening. You may have practiced Lectio Divina with a different set of questions than these before, but I have three questions that were suggested to me. So I will ask one and then read the passage once, and then leave some silence for you to consider what you heard in response to that question. I will do this three times with a question, a reading of the same passage from Luke, and a silence. And the silence will get a little longer each time, and I forgot to bring my phone up, so I'm not going to guarantee how long that's going to be. It might feel a little different to do this, to sit in silence in a room full of people, but I encourage you not to worry about any of the sounds or movements that you hear around you, that you notice around you, and just settle into the story of Scripture and let it speak to you. Don't be anxious, just settle. And then I'll end our last silence by starting to sing. So when you hear that, please join me if you can. And then if you want, I will ask if anyone would like to share a word of what you have heard as we prayed with Scripture. So to begin, once you're comfortable and you're focused, my question is just, what do you hear? What word or phrase jumps out and grabs you? What word repels you? What word do you hear differently than you have heard it before? What do you hear? After standing up in the synagogue and with Isaiah's words proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor, Jesus sat down and began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.' And you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there is a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian. When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. How do you hear Jesus this time? After standing up in the synagogue and with Isaiah's words proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor, Jesus sat down and began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.' And you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through them, through the midst of them, and went on his way. What do you hear Jesus calling you to do? After standing up in the synagogue and with Isaiah's words proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor, Jesus sat down and began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.' And you will say, 'Do here, also in your hometown, the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months. And there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.